Okay, so Tuesday, which means Q&A day, which also means time to share a quote day. But before I get into the quote, my husband's here with me, which he was on last week's Four Things episode. Did you do the Q&A the last Tuesday too? I don't even remember.
I don't remember.
But he's definitely going to be on the podcast a lot more because, well, we're home together a lot more and I'm recording these from the house. So I can't, Chase can't come over. He's actually quarantined in Kansas. He was flying to Kansas to see his family about a month ago and was supposed to fly to New York because he had a special job he was going to do in New York for a month and a half. And then New York shut down.
Yeah.
It's a good thing timing wise because then he would have been stuck in New York. And now he's out on his parents' farm ranch thing in Kansas and it's beautiful. I love seeing his pictures on Instagram. Like, I feel like if you are quarantined out on a ranch with a family right now, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, really lucky.
Yeah, very blessed. That's not us, but I know a couple of people.
I could use you right now, Chase.
Yeah, a couple of people that I follow on Instagram, they are. They just, once they realized everything was shutting down and they had the flexibility to do so, they went to be with family on a family big piece of land. And that's just probably got to be really good quality family time. Now, if you're like us and you can't get good quality family time, try to FaceTime or video chat. Like, I feel like this weekend for Easter, Ben, we're going to have to get your parents on FaceTime for the kids or Zoom or
something. We'll figure something out.
They don't have Apple things.
But they have Zoom now because their church group does Zoom.
Perfect. So we can Zoom with them and then we can do Amazon show with dad. And that way the kids still get to see their grandparents. So my quote for today, I pulled from Bob Goff, which he's been on my podcast before. If you missed that episode, it was really an awesome interview last year that I did with him. He did all four things with me. But this is a good one. I used to be afraid of failing at something that really mattered to me, but now I'm more afraid of succeeding at things that don't matter. And I feel like this is a good one for the current time because it's when you really start to assess what matters to you.
Yeah.
You have time to reflect and how you're going to spend your time and things are slowing down. I know that we still feel busy because thank goodness we still have jobs that
we can work remotely.
We can work remotely and we have two kids that are in school and we have... Life for us hasn't really changed that much other than that we're confined to the house. And we still go to the grocery store or whatnot, but we can't really leave that much. But there is time for reflection and growth and how do we want to be when we come out on the other side of this.
And figuring out what really does matter to you, right? And from what Bob Goff is saying, and then go after that. Don't be afraid to fail it, like, something that really does matter to you.
And this might be a time where it's pushing your limits. Now you have the time or you have lost your job and you have to finally step into something you've been scared of doing before, but now you're forced to do it and you could come out on the other side successful at that or stronger. But even if you do fail at it, it's okay. You failed at something that mattered and you will grow no matter what, if you look at it in the right way.
At least you tried to fix something that mattered instead of fixing something that doesn't matter at all to you.
Right. Exactly. Okay, so you want to get into the questions that were sent in?
I don't know. I don't know if I've warmed up my voice yet.
Oh, I thought you were saying, I don't know. I was like, okay, if you don't want to help me, it's fine.
No, I mean, I'm trying to, because we're going to be doing this more, I'm trying to get my radio voice.
Oh, how do you do that?
How now, brown cow?
Unique New York.
Unique New York.
How now, brown cow?
Yeah, so I just practice that so that I don't, so I sound like a professional radio personality.
Okay, yeah, we do that. We do that in the backstage or before we go on air somewhere to try to loosen up our vocals. Okay.
So am I supposed to like do this with like emotion or I just read these things?
Just this email's from Danielle and then you read the email.
Hey, girl. Like do that or I just say, hey, girl.
You just read it how you would read it. Like normal.
Hey. I remember you mentioned a YouTube yoga instructor that you liked. Who was that?
That's Yoga with Adrienne. And it's A-D-R-I-E-N-E is how you spell her name. And she has so many great YouTube classes on, or yoga classes on YouTube. You've done the, she has a 20-minute flow for mm-hmm. that's good for digestion. You've done that with me lots of times in Colorado.
I didn't know it was good for digestion, but I remember.
Well, that's what she calls it. I have no idea.
For a sure flow good is. For digestion?
Literally, I think she calls it the subject or the title is 20-minute flow for digestion. Because some of the moves probably work those organs, mm-hmm. I assume. So, yes, that is who it is. Okay, next question.
That's so hot.
What's so hot?
From Aaron. Hi, up? Amy.
Digestion yoga. Okay.
Okay, next question is from Aaron. Hi, Amy. I know you've been open about having ADD, and I'd love if you and Ben did a thing about this on your podcast. I guess I'm assuming Ben doesn't have ADD for this particular scenario, but I could be wrong.
No, Aaron, you're not wrong. Ben doesn't have ADD, and I do. And I don't know. What's it like dealing with me and ADD? She had more to her email, but for time's sake, we cut it short. But pretty much she's married to someone, newly married, that has ADD, and she doesn't. So she would like to know how to handle it.
Well, you just got to appreciate it and realize that they're, you know, that they are going to skip around from thing to thing on whatever is the most important or whatever is the... I call like a shiny object, like whatever, that's just going to hop to the next important thing on their mind.
My squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Like moments.
Yeah.
They happen. Well, but yes, I love that you're advising people to appreciate it, but you don't always.
No, it's hard. I mean, it's hard to always appreciate. At the beginning, it was really difficult. I'm like, no, we weren't even talking about that. Why did that even come up? But you would just go, whatever is right at the front of your mind is going to come out. So just understanding that that's the way they think. The best thing I've learned is understanding that's the way they think. And if you have to get back to something or finish a conversation, then just once they get done, go, hey, like, I want to go back to this because Amy's going to keep moving forward on whatever's top of mind.
Right. And I think another thing you do for me is you try to help me with my schedule.
Yes. That has been, we're going into 14 years in the making.
Right. But we actually sat down and did that last night, yep. And you were, I think that's the most attractive you've been to me. I said, I think I want you to help me with my schedule. And you lit up like I basically had just taken all my clothes off or something. It was the best. You hopped in bed with your notepad and your pen.
Well, I thought you were going to blow me off. At the end, for a while, I was like, because we got close to bedtime, I was like, oh, she's not going to want to do it. And then you're like, yeah, when we get into bed, I'm like, no way. We're still doing this? A pen, pad, got my glasses on.
And we did. We took my day hour by hour and worked in all the details. And so far today, we've done good at it. We've had to move a few things around, but nothing that was my fault or that my ADD caused.
No, but we're learning it. We're learning how to do it.
Right. So, Aaron, what you can do is try to, yes, appreciate that your husband's mind has a lot of things going at once, but you just bring him back around when you need to, and then also help him with it. If that's one of your strengths is scheduling and being organized, then maybe you can help him with that. Now, I'm open to it. I wouldn't say that I always have been, but you may have to get him there. And then once you do, y'all can work as a team. And then I also like to think that I can help Ben loosen up sometimes. Not everything has to be so rigid and scheduled. And
I hate changing plans.
Like, I know
you
do.
When we talk about something and tomorrow morning you say, this is what we're going to do, I'm like, great, this is what we're going to do. And the next morning you're like, you know what would be fun to do? I'm like, no, absolutely would not be fun. I had my mind set on what we talked about last night. So changing is not fun. Even if it actually is, ends up being more fun, I think there's a compromise somewhere in the middle. Like,
yeah.
I'm so rigid.
And not that ADD has to do with not being able to stay on schedule, but sometimes we maybe just do a 180 and like to go the other direction. And so you can the yin to the yang kind of thing. Am I the yin to your yang?
Absolutely.
Sometimes.
But I think you really got to talk about it. And I found like interrupting when she's skipping to her next initial thought is not good. Like letting her finish it and then going, hey, let's go back. We didn't finish talking about this, or I need to bring this point up.
Right. That's a strategy for communication. Is
right.
Let the person just finish their rabbit trail or say, hey, do you mind if I bring us back to this real quick and then we can go talk about X, Y, and Z? But we really need to focus on getting this conversation done before we move on to the next. And yeah. I think I could appreciate that. And Aaron, I think your husband would too. if he bounced from one topic to the next, you could say, whoa, 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 hey, remember, because you're going to have a conversation with him about this. Say, remember when we decided we probably should finish a conversation before moving on to the next? And that's a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Communicate. Communication's key in any relationship, but you have to communicate about the fact that he has ADD and you don't. And
does he know he has it? I mean, is he diagnosed?
She said my husband has ADD, so I don't know. Oh. Depends. I don't know if he's diagnosed. I don't know if he takes medication. I do not. I have, in our relationship, I've taken Adderall and I've taken Vyvanse. Some people may need that. I don't feel that I function best on it because it just made me feel awful in other ways. Mm-hmm. The first few days on it, it's amazing for me because I was prescribed it and I needed it. But then I don't like how I feel a couple weeks into it or how I feel when I'm coming down from something. And I would rather just, and then it altered my personality a little bit. And I would rather just be able to be myself and try to have tools in my back pocket that help me focus, like having a schedule and trying to stay on task. I just have to concentrate on it a little bit more than some people.
Right. And you have to have compromises. Like I wanted to get a blowhorn out. So every time we hit the time, I would just like yell or hit the horn like, it's time to move to the next event to like remind you.
I'm not at school, Ben.
I know, but I thought that would really set the point in. But then I realized like, she would not appreciate that. Like,
no.
Like, that would really stress you out.
No, I'm 39 years old.
So that's compromise. But I was going to use the horn.
Well, thank you for not.
You're welcome.
We need that horn for the kids, though. They just had lunchtime, which is great. And now they're outside playing for like a little outdoor recess PE time. But gosh, during lunch, you had to go take all of Stevenson's toys out of his room. Mm. Bummer. But we're having some, I just want to say for any parents out there that are also homeschooling and
it's
working and having the kids at home 24/7 and then you're at home 24/7, it's a lot and you got to give yourself grace, but also don't let the kids end up walking all over you because I feel at this time it's just easy to just throw your hands in the air and say, whatever, I don't care, just do what you want. But we have been, y'all don't need to know the details, but with Stevenson, this has been a thing for about a week and a half of, if you continue this behavior, some of your toys are leaving your room.
Mm-hmm.
If you could, and then we've warned him again, if you continue, and then at lunch, he continued that behavior that's been going on for about a week and a half, and we finally had to, you know, stick to our guns and go remove the toys. And that's hard to do because then it just invites more of the, you have to deal with the aftermath of that. But I'm hoping that on the other side of it, it will be better.
Right.
Because we stuck to it. But trust me, in this
situation,
it's no fun.
Because we're all, there's no getting away. We're all here together.
There's
we're
no
all
space.
Going through it.
There's
it's
no,
like you took my toys away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so just know that you're not alone. But you have don't throw in the towel yet, just because I know the hard days you want to so badly. But if stick to your guns, take away the toys if you need to. Next question.
From Angela. Amy, thank you for your podcast. I've been binge listening, trying to catch up, and thankful for all of your healthy tips. One thing I've heard you talk about is the vital protein collagen peptides, but I was wondering what the difference is with gelatin. Should we be taking both?
I mean, really, it's up to you. I just share with you all from time to time things I incorporate, and if I notice that they're good for me, and I like the collagen peptides because they keep my nails strong and my skin seems clear, but I don't know that that's going to be the case for everybody. But Vital Proteins is the brand that we like, and they say, too, it's good for your joints, and I tend to trust that. But I like the blue can, which is the collagen peptides, and then the green canister is the beef gelatin, which I don't use that, but I know the difference is like Erin Opria, my trainer, she uses those to make little gummies. So you have to bloom those or something in cold water before you can put it into hot liquid and dissolve them. And I know that the beef gelatins take a little bit longer to digest because they coat the small intestine, which is really good for people dealing with gut issues. So if you're on a gut healing diet, I see people on Instagram that I follow that use this, and they have to take care of their gut big time, which we all should be aware of taking care of our gut. But I don't personally use the beef gelatin, but I know that there's different recipes out there. When it comes to putting it in my matcha tea or bin, you put the collagen.
I put it in my coffee and I don't even notice
coffee.
It.
Yeah, it's unflavored. It's like no mess, no fuss, just easy. Throw it in. You don't even notice it. And boom, you're getting a little collagen protein.
My hair and nails are way better.
Yours look so good. I can tell from here. Okay, next question. There's other brands out there. Ancient Nutrition is a brand that I recently tried too. And I really like, I got the little travel to go packets. And not that we're traveling anywhere right now by any means, but I started using them before we went into lockdown on a few different trips. And the unflavored, I really like those as well. And the mixture of collagen is different. It's not all, I think, from a cow, maybe some from a fish. Not quite sure, but Ancient Proteins, that's another brand. Or Ancient Nutrition, collagen peptides. So there's different brands. No, I don't endorse any particular brand at the moment. Okay, next question.
From Kara. Hi, Amy. Uh-oh, this is RIP. This may bring a tear to your eye. I've noticed how great your eyelash extensions always look. I've gotten eyelash extensions for a few months now, but I feel like after a week, mine don't look voluminous anymore. Help. What type of lashes do you get? How do you maintain your lashes? And how often do you get them filled? And I say help because right now, like, they're
well,
like one
RIP.
At a time they fall out.
Yeah, no, rest in peace would be because nobody's getting lashes right now. That is definitely not an essential business. Mm. So I feel for my girl, Amy, that's who I go to, and she's the owner of Lash Nashville. And I reached out to her just to get the information so I could tell you what I get so that once y'all are able to go back and start getting lash extensions again, you can get what I get. But before I get into that, I will say I just had to order some mascara because my lashes are totally falling out and I won't see Amy probably for, who knows, another month or more. But I love L'Oreal's original voluminous mascara. And I've loved that one since high school. It's my go-to. And it's only $6 or $7. So you can find that at a drugstore, order it online. I like Blackest Black. And then when you do get back to getting lashes, Amy said that for me, we do a super fine extension and she builds short, wide base fans consisting of about 3 to 4 extensions so that I get extra fluff and volume, which I love the volume look. That's probably why I love the voluminous mascara from L'Oreal. I also wash my lashes regularly with Lash Bath, and they sell that at Lash Nashville. I was against it at first because I was like, why would I wash them? Less I wash them, I felt like the more they would stay on because I wouldn't take them off. But actually, oil gets in there and then it loosens it up if you don't keep them clean and they fall off faster than if you wash them.
How do you wash them? With a little brush?
Yeah, the Lash Bath comes with a little brush and then I just brush it on there. And then also, never wear mascara with your lashes. So the mascara is only for if you don't have lashes. But if you have lashes, do not put mascara on top of them. And then I get fills every 2 to 3 weeks. I try to keep it on the 2-week mark just because of my job. I always have something going on, so I need them
to
be full.
Did you say something about shedding, what your shedding cycle was for your lashes?
Well, nobody knows. I mean, lashes shed, but I don't know my shedding cycle. Sometimes it sheds more than others. Why? Do you know your lash shedding cycle?
No, I was really just thinking about how this is a conversation I never thought I'd ever have. And now I'm interested in your shedding schedule for some reason.
I have no idea. But anytime that lashes have fallen out the past few days,
it's been an event.
We have a moment of silence because they're getting so thin, which is fine. I just was used to waking up looking awake because I was against lashes for so many years. I never went to someone that I really liked and they were just really bad. And then I found Amy and Lash Nashville and I was obsessed with her and I have not quit going. And that was maybe 3 or 4 years ago. probably.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Mm-mm.
You didn't notice a difference in my lashes right
away?
That
was exactly 3 years ago and 6.5 months.
That's the thing, girls. We think that guys notice certain stuff, and they don't. So right now, we need to just chill out. No, you're not even noticing if my lashes are falling out, are you?
Yeah, I do, because you cry. Yeah,
no, I know. I'm not physically crying.
But you make it's, I am not it's being, an event. It, there
okay,
is an event.
I'm slightly dramatic about it, but yes. I have not cried.
Okay.
At all.
I was being a little over the top on that one, but you have been dramatic about it.
So, I mean, there are worse things going on in the world, obviously. So I can get over my lashes real quick. It's all about perspective. I think the other day, or it was before y'all got home, so it must have been a week and a half ago, I was on a walk in our neighborhood, and I was just frustrated with all the things that were happening with this being quarantined at home. And then I went on a walk, and I, in our neighborhood, was walking past the houses that were ruined by the tornado, which was a month ago. And I had an instant attitude change. It was a perspective that I needed and a reminder that, okay, wow, there are people that lost their house in a tornado, and now they're dealing with coronavirus. So I need to pump the brakes a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it was okay. It's okay for you to recognize things that you're frustrated with or you're sad about or that have disrupted your lifestyle and have a moment with that. You don't need to ignore your feelings, because what you're feeling is not wrong. And it's okay to talk to friends about it or voice it out loud. It doesn't matter. But then just keep a perspective too, so that way you're in touch with what's really going on and the heart, some super hard things that a lot of people are dealing with.
And I like that our school, I don't know if you know, like, have heard the kids talking about it, but the school, when they first start in the morning, they have to say something to their, like, one of their first assignments is
gratitude.
What are they, yeah, so say one thing you're grateful for.
Right. And we've continued doing the gratitude challenge. It's, you know, it was supposed to be for the month of March, but if you want to join in now, we have a Four Things Gratitude Journal, which you can get at fourthings.com or radioamy.com. You can find it there. There's lots of gifts up there for Mother's Day. I know I'm biased, but Shop Espoir and the Shop Forward, it's a small business. So mm-hmm. I know a lot of people are wanting to find small businesses to support. So look around your community and see how you can do that. Or, you know, our community here, ways that, or options we have are through the Espoir line or Pimp and Joy, which a spa has the Four Things totes, which you can customize for your mom for Mother's Day. We have a cute star necklace that I wear every day. It's like 3 gold stars, a little choker, but it's adjustable, and I love it. We have little zip pouches. We have the Four Things Gratitude Journal. We have Cool Mom, Cool Dad, Cool Grandma, Cool Grandpa. But I guess in regards to Mother's Day, Cool Mom and Cool Grandma would work. We have Cool Aunt, in case you have an aunt you want to celebrate on Mother's Day. Then there's Shop Forward has some stuff. There's Pimp and Joy things, which we've shifted that to. That was doing all tornado relief recently, but we've shifted that to coronavirus needs, which what else is helping with that right now? Our Four Things Healthcare Heroes line, which is, we have a Four Things tea and a Four Things tote that's helping healthcare heroes and getting them protective gear, the PPE, to hospitals. We're working with organizations that are doing that in America, which typically Four Things stuff supports Haiti, still is, but we're making an effort to support healthcare workers here as well. So that's an option. I don't know. What are you going to get me for Mother's Day?
I have no idea. It's a surprise. It's a big surprise. We've already been working hard on it.
It's less than 5 weeks away.
You know, some things come from the heart.
Yeah. Oh, my sister has a coffee shop where they have, if your mom likes coffee, they have coffee they can mail out, and it's in super cute packaging. And they have spoons that say Choose Joy, which is cute mm-hmm. to go along with your coffee.
Coffee's really good.
Mm-hmm. And that's roothouseco.com, which, when you shop with any business, you think of the trickle-down effect that it has. You know, she's got employees there at the coffee shop, but there's a man that roasts the coffee beans. Mm-hmm. Then there's a woman in New Mexico that makes the spoons. And like for our totes. We have printers that print the bags and warehouse people that work at the shop floor that get to come to work to ship things out. And then when shipping is happening, UPS workers, FedEx workers, postal service people, everybody has a job to do. So yeah, these are crazy times. I mean, I guess we probably all thought we'd be with our families for Easter this weekend and Mother's Day coming up in 5 weeks, but the reality is you probably won't be. So if you order something online, then you're staying safe at home, and that's what we need to do right now. The best thing we can do for everybody is stay home and not
wash your hands.
And wash your hands and don't touch your face. Boom. Until they tell us otherwise. I mean, always wash your face and don't, or wash your hands and don't touch your face, but we stay home until otherwise they tell us.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope everyone has a great rest of your Tuesday, and we'll talk to you on Thursday for Four Things.
Bye.